Good morning. Thank you all for being here this morning. Appreciate your presence. I love you, in case you didn't know that. It is great to gather together with brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow servants of the Most High God, and friends and family, to reason together from God's holy word. This morning, our title of our lesson is Overcome the World. And if I was to ask us this morning, have you overcome the world? Would you be able to say, oh yeah, not a problem? If I was to ask you, do you think you should overcome the world? Well, Jesus did that for us. I don't have to worry about that. I would say, well, that's not a correct understanding of God's holy word. Brother D.C., I read all the passages talking about overcoming in the New Testament in this study, and I only used certain amounts of them in our lesson this morning, but there's multiple passages in that song we just sung that came from the New Testament about overcoming. Each verse, and even the chorus, is taken from passages of God's holy word about overcoming, and the promises to those of us that have overcome this world. This lesson came about because I had to overcome the world this week. I had some trials and tribulations, let me tell you. I had my wife call me, when are you coming home? Are you coming home tonight? Are you staying at work? School starts on Monday. The children come back, and I'm working on a school project. And we had some trials and tribulations to get some things done before the kids come back. We had people upset about all kinds of things. And I had contractors saying we can't do it. And we had owners saying you can't do it. And we had people mad at each other. And we had people saying things they ought not to say to each other. And there was a lot of impatience. And me being part of the leadership team, I had to be an example of someone that could overcome the world. Because if the world overcomes me, what do I do in a situation like that, brothers and sisters? I give up. Or I blame somebody else. What happens when we decide we're not going to be overcomers? The world's going to overcome us. If I was to ask us this morning from God's holy word, what are we supposed to overcome? What would you say? Sin? Okay. Could you quote specific passages that said we got to overcome this in our lives, we've got to overcome this in our lives, we've got to overcome this? I like this. Look, there's no pew. By the way, what a fabulous, bright place we have to worship this morning. Thank you, all those who participated in making that transpire. Looks great. What's in your life that you'd be tempted with to be overcome? Is it got to change where you sat this morning for worship service? You didn't get to sit in your old pew? You wonder why they would call them pews? I guess I'd research that, but you know what? Sometimes it's because we sat in our own pew. Because we haven't overcome the world. We haven't overcome things and challenges in our lives because either we don't want to or we don't recognize that it's important that we do those things. But obviously, Jesus said, I overcome the world. It didn't get to me. I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm going to continue on the path to follow my Father. And same way with us, folks. The Jews said, I can't do that. I'm tired of doing that. God, I'm going to go worship this guy over here. I'm going to go worship this. I'm going to go hang out with this group of people over here and do their deal for a while and worship the way they worship and worship their gods. I don't want to do what you say, God. And all of us in our lives have fallen into that trap. We have. That's why Jesus says, I love you, I forgive you. come follow me. I'm going to come down here and show you how you're supposed to live, how you're supposed to overcome the world. Jesus said here, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. I struggled this week in my life being of good cheer at certain times. I wanted to give up. I didn't want to persevere. I didn't want to show brotherly kindness. I didn't want to show love. I didn't want to show godliness. But I knew following Jesus, it was the right thing to do in my life. In Romans chapter 3, it is written, what advantage then has the Jew? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, and every man a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words, and may overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust who inflicts wrath? I speak as a man. Certainly not. For then how will God judge the world? For if the truth of God has increased through my lie to his glory, why am I still judged as a sinner? And why not say, let us do evil that good may come? As we are slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, their condemnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. Certainly not, indeed. Let God be true, but every man be a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words. Overcome when you are judged. I haven't been in a court of law in decades. I don't have to worry about being judged, right? How about when you drive down the road and you pass somebody because you're impatient and you pull up at the stoplight and that person you just passed pulls right up, stops at the red light right behind you. You've been judged. Overcome when you're judged. Maybe ask that person for forgiveness. Maybe learn that you may not have to go around that person, you know. The speed limit's going to get you there about the same amount of time. Took me many years to learn that. And I'm still working on that sometimes in my life. How about when our spouse decides to tell us what we're not doing right? Or our parents, our kids point out our faults. Or our co-workers or our boss, when we're judged, okay? And we want to justify ourselves. We want a reason, we want to explain ourselves. Or we play the blame game, we blame it on somebody else. We didn't get this done because he wasn't working as hard as me. Did Jesus ever blame things on somebody else? He overcame the world. That's part of overcoming the world. That's part of following Jesus. When we are judged, right or wrong, this passage says, doesn't matter. We need to overcome that and recognize we're bigger than the situation we're in because he who is with us is greater than he who is in the world. We're going to read a passage next. That's passage, I think, says. Overcome when somebody makes a judgment against you. Rely on Jesus. Be confident in what you do. I was judged this week being incompetent, not being able to get things done, not being able to have success. That's tough, folks. I rely on those things in order to be successful in my job, my career. I think we all do. There are times when things just don't go our way.
I prayed quite a bit this week, just to let you all know. Okay? I prayed for help. I prayed for providence. I prayed for patience. I prayed for forgiveness. I prayed to forgive all those people that judged me and judged those around me. And I prayed that I didn't judge them because I wanted to overcome the world this week in my life. Only through Christ. Only by following Jesus. We need to overcome when we're judged. Romans chapter 12, it is written. It reminds us of the words that we sung in that song. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints. Given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Without God's holy word, folks, we wouldn't know how precious it is to follow these principles in our lives. How to overcome evil. Because in this week, I'll just give you an example. Unfortunately, you know, I guess I could use you guys in your lives, but I don't know what happened in your last week, in your lives, most of you. So I'm going to use mine and tell you that there's been times when I wanted to lash back when somebody said something that was inaccurate. Or only partial of the truth. Or just their version of the story. But I was patient and held my peace. Because I wanted to be an overcomer in the world. I wanted to overcome evil with good. Now, is all the troubles and tribulations I had this week, do I have any responsibility and onus in some of them?
Yes.
I might have been able to do a little bit different, made a little bit different decisions, maybe plan a little bit better ahead on some things that happened to me in this last week. But to dwell on those doesn't help. I could write a whole list of things I did wrong in the last week in my job, and everything that everybody else did wrong, and their list would be a lot longer than mine. And to boot, I could put it in an email and send it to everybody and tell them how I felt. But I ask you, brothers and sisters in Christ and friends, would that be overcoming the world, or is that the world overcoming me? I'm a child of the Most High God, and I need to follow Jesus, and I need to look for Him for guidance. I need to believe in His precepts and promises. I need to walk by faith. Faith is the victory, as we sang that song, that overcomes the world. I pray that folks in my trials and tribulations this week saw my faith in action. Even if they don't know what it is, they saw it, and they recognized it. In 1 John it is written, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong. I must have double copied this a little bit, huh? You didn't catch that, Tony. I'm just kidding. And the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Now, as I asked in the beginning of the lesson this morning, what have you overcome this week? If I was to ask you what a Christian should be overcoming or working on, can you say in your life, I've overcome the wicked one. He doesn't have control of me. I recognize him and I say, Satan, get behind me. And I see that tool you're pulling out of the toolbox. Put it back. It's not going to work on me. Or are you overcome by the world? We just need to plead with each other and encourage each other not to be overcome by the wicked one. We need to pray for each other that we have the strength to recognize that and to say, Satan, get behind me. One of my favorite things to say and to remind myself and to remind each other. In the last week, did you say, Satan, get behind me? Have your eyes seen? Have your ears heard? Are you following Jesus? Because if you haven't said anything to Satan, get behind me, not today, Satan. It is written, as Jesus said when Satan tempted him 3 times. Are you following the Savior? Are you walking by faith? Do you have victory in your life? Are you overcome the world? Are we overcome the world? Friday at the end of the day on the way home, I decided, I hope my boss won't listen to this lesson. I'm going to quit. I'm tired. I'll go to work somewhere else. Work's busy. I can go take an easier job somewhere. Friday on the way home, I'd had enough. And I had to work yesterday all day. 10 hours and drive 1.5 hours each way. So I got 13, 14 hours yesterday. But yesterday, it seemed like victory. Friday on the way home, I struggled with being overcome. The world had got to me. Stress had got to me. Anybody amen on stress getting to you a little bit in your life sometimes? Yeah. See? But not to give up. Each and every day is a blessing. Each and every day is a gift from God. And I started the next day in prayer yesterday. And I prayed for those that despitefully use me. And I prayed for success, and I prayed for his providence to help me, and I prayed for wisdom, and I prayed for all the things that God's promised. And at the end of yesterday, I had some success, and I sent pictures to people and said, we got some things done. It's not 100% perfect, but we've had great success. And in my life, I felt like I had overcome the world after reading this passage. That's kind of how where this lesson comes. I need to rely on my faith. I need to rely on Jesus and his precepts and promises, his words, in order to be successful this week in my life. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out in the world. By this you know that the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, have overcome them. because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We need to overcome the spirit of error. We need to know the spirit of truth. We're going to be tempted to err. We're going to be tempted by people we love. We're going to be tempted by smart people. We're going to be tempted by people that we care about. But they may not be following the truth. We need not to be overcome by a spirit of error. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone who loves him, who loves him, who begot, also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? I know we're talking about overcoming in our lives this morning and overcoming the world, but brothers and sisters in Christ and friends, a very strong point of this passage is right here. The world says his commandments are burdensome. God's word says his commandments are not burdensome. Don't follow the spirit of error that we just talked about. Don't be overcome by a spirit of error. God's holy word is not burdensome. It is uplifting. It's joyous. It helps us in our way. It helps us overcome the world. It provides for us hope, peace, joy, love, eternal life. In conclusion this morning, our points of our lesson: overcome the world. Overcome when you are judged. Overcome evil with good. Overcome the wicked one. Overcome the spirit of error by faith, by victory, by belief in Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, we invite you to do that this morning by being baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. If you haven't been overcome in the world and the world's overcoming you, I ask and pray that you make sure that you don't leave here today without relying on Jesus and asking for him and for his help. If you need prayers of congregation, we invite you to ask for that as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.